So I'm only going to take about 20, 30 minutes. 20 or 30, but I'll take 23. This will be short. Wednesday, I made the mistake of sitting in Joe Feltz's class. And not because of Joe, well, partly because of Joe, mostly because of this verse we covered, was Luke 16:9. Says, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into eternal dwellings. Now, everyone in the class had a problem with that verse. And if you read it, you're like, well, it's like buying friends. And I made the comment then that there would never be a sermon about that verse coming from me. And as I didn't have to prepare a sermon this week, I was like, well, this will be good. But when I went to sit down and just write a short, real short devotional for you, I couldn't think of anything but that verse. And I sent a text to Joe saying, I'm not coming to your class anymore. He sent one back saying he wasn't showing up either. But here's the thing. If you look at the center of your bulletin, there's a series of verses describing how God has set apart his people for a special purpose and for leading special lives. John 1:16 says we are living under grace upon grace. Romans 11:35 tells us everything we have and will enjoy in the future comes from him and are for his glory. We all read that. We all understand it to one degree or another, depending on where we are in our walk. In the early days of the church, members of the church would go into the trash dump outside of Jerusalem. Well, this place was called Gehenna. And not only was it a trash dump, but this was a place where a gathering for pagans who still practiced idol worship and sacrificed children and many other things went on. It was such a horrible place that for Jesus, the church and the majority of Jews, it was a living embodiment of what hell was like. And because of this, Jews and church members steered clear of it. But things changed after the resurrection. With the coming of the Holy Spirit, the followers of Christ were truly set apart. Instead of avoiding Gehenna, they would go in during the day and collect the bodies of those who had died from disease or murder or natural causes and bury the body. This was just one of the extreme ways that early Christians demonstrated that they were different. They acted differently, they talked differently, and they loved differently. Years later, they would sing to each other as they were walking into the Colosseum to be killed for their faith. Still, 500 years ago, Wycliffe, Jan Hus, and others were executed for translating the Bible into a language that the church didn't approve of. Today, in certain parts of the world, Christians lose all their possessions, are rejected by their family, and lose their lives due to their faith. In our part of the world, we don't have Colosseums. There's no Gehenna-like trash dumps, but we still demonstrate how we are set apart by the way we live our lives. The fact that we're giving our resources to support others for no other reason than it is an expression of our faith and an acknowledgement of the many ways we are blessed in this life. The passage from Luke 16:9 is part of a parable describing how we manage our resources or how we should manage our resources. The message is that we are blessed in many ways in this life and how we use our resources, our money, our time, how we do our jobs, how we treat others. All of this is done for the glory of our Lord and Savior. Everything that takes place in this church, outside of this church, and in our lives is a demonstration of how he has changed us and how he has set us apart for his purposes. This day is a demonstration of him using us for his purposes. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for everything you do in our lives, for the gifts you give us, for all the blessings, and for the trials and the tests and everything that comes with it. Everything that happens in our lives is for a purpose, for your purpose. And is used to advance your kingdom. We pray, Lord, that you can be with us during the week when we live our lives, that we can be that true light to the world and show people how we are set apart, how we are different, and how that affects our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.